At this time on a Friday, we do Randall's One Song. Randall Abrams is in with me, as he always is at this time. And Randall, we haven't done a lot of country.
No, we've done Leanne Womack, and that was kind of new country. It was country soul.
Yeah, but you going back to classics, which would be a vast archive, but tell us what you've picked and why.
Because of this Showtime series, George and Tammy, about the life and times of George Jones and Tammy Wynette.
Okay.
George Jones, known as Possum, the Sinatra of country music, and Tammy Wynette, certainly one of the queens of country music. They got married, you know. She was his third wife. And the book about the two of them, written by their daughter, Georgette, was turned into this miniseries starring Michael Shannon and Jessica Chastain. And I really, you know, I watched it and I thought, wow, the acting was amazing. Yeah. Storytelling was amazing. The period, the way they kind of captured the late 60s, Grand Ole Opry, Ryman Auditorium, the whole feel of the studios with Billy Sherrill, I was absolutely amazed. If they'd done half as good a job with Elvis as they did with this,
yes.
It's a six-part series, so that means they can really delve into a lot of the elements of their relationship. They were married for 6 years. It was a tumultuous relationship. Mm, mm. We see the scene where George Jones, because he's a heavy drinker, basically, Tammy takes the keys away from the cars.
Yes.
And he rides the lawnmower into town. Now,
a ride-on mower. You didn't push it.
Now, the truth is that we actually believe that this happened in his second marriage, so not in his marriage to Tammy.
But he did it.
But it you know, it works out for the show. But it is so well made. The acting, as I say, I thought that Michael Shannon was unbelievable. Jessica Chastain, just capturing kind of the majesty of Tammy, who had a really difficult life. She had three kids by the time she married George. Obviously, women were treated very, very badly in Nashville at the time. You know, Dolly Parton, for example, she kept up the kind of identity as a dumb blonde in Nashville in order for people to think, for executives to think she was dumb so that she could, you know, take advantage of them. And actually, she was really, really bright from a business point of view.
One of the two of us across the desk is dumb, and it's not me.
So the fact is that I really, firstly, the show was fantastic. They both sing. And I guess that's the only part where you're just never going to capture the voices of George and Tammy. And I thought that this week we'd play one of their duets, which was Billy Sherrill produced. Golden Ring. And the one thing I want to say about country music, people say, oh, but it's so simple and, you know, the lyrics and whatever. Three chords and the truth. And from a musicianship point of view, I've been to Nashville. You will be hard-pressed to find better musicians anywhere in the world.
Yeah, and it's interesting how that's acknowledged across genres by soul musicians and many others. But let's take a listen to what it is that you're talking about. The number you've picked is called Golden Ring. It's off a 1975 album, although it may have come out before that, actually, because I saw it on the Best of George Jones. But George Jones, Tammy Wynette, Golden Ring.
In a pawn shop in Chicago, on a sunny summer day, a couple gazes at the wedding rings, their own display.
She smiles and nods her head as he says, honey, that's for you. It's not much, but it's the best that I can do.
Golden ring,
golden ring,
with one tiny little stone waiting.
Just a cold metallic thing.
Only love can make a golden wedding ring.
In a little wedding chapel, later on that afternoon, an old upright piano plays that old familiar tune.
Tears roll down her cheeks and happy thoughts run through her head as he whispers low with this ring, I do wed.
Golden ring,
golden just a cold metallic thing. Only love can make a golden wedding ring. In a small two-room apartment, as they fight the final round, he says, "You won't admit it, but I know you're leaving town."
She says, "One thing's for certain, I don't love you anymore," and throws down the ring as she walks out the door.
Golden ring, with one tiny little stone cast aside, like the love that's dead and gone
by itself.
It's just a cold metallic thing. Only love can make a golden wedding ring.
Sunny summer day, a couple gazes at the wedding rings there on display. Golden ring.
George Jones, Tammy Wynette, Golden Ring. Randall, a broad question. I mean, in your own kind of musical journeys, which are ongoing and probably never ending, where's country been in that? Is it an old love, a newer love?
It's been right up there for a very, very long time.
Right.
Lately, I've been listening to a lot of duet partnerships, George and Tammy, Porter Wagoner and Dolly Parton, of course. And then there's some fascinating brother combinations, like the Louvine Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also just such a lot of history. The one thing about country music that is absolutely fascinating, if you look at it in the 1960s, is you've got this explosion of Beatlemania that the whole world thinks happens, you know, across everything.
Mm.
And country music just keeps going
down
its own
keeps
lane.
Keeps it country.
You know, I mean, that it was not affected by that explosion. It's just, you know, it's incredible. And again, as I say, the voices, the musicianship. I mean, George Jones, there's a song which obviously features in the series called The Grand Tour.
Mm-hmm.
It is exquisitely written.
Yeah.
But to sing it with meaning and not to become mawky, it's almost impossible.
Yes.
George Jones does it.
Well, we'll have to pick up on this again. Randall's one song, if you want to take a listen to that, let me remind you of that again. George Jones and Tammy Wynette. It was called Golden Ring. More at the same time next week.